So I'm Michael Modi and Christ is my Lord and Savior. I want to appreciate our minister and the session and members for inviting me in this particular service today. Yes, I'm Presbyterian minister. I've served in this church not for a very long time, but I cannot miss about 20-something years. Served in several regions of this church, all the regions of this church. I was in Mount Kenya. I came from Mount Kenya, went to Eastern, then back to Central, then to Eastern again, 8 years. Then I went to Nakuru, 6 years. Then I came here in Nairobi, Bahati Matea Church, 5 years. Then eventually went to Evergreen, your sister church. Amen. Before I moved to head of its secretariat, where I served in the Department of Personnel Training and Personal Development. Thank you for your invitation. Praise the Lord. Receive greetings from my wife. She was not able to come. She stays away, so told me to greet you. But I came with my two daughters, our two daughters. There is Joy. They must be somewhere. They must be somewhere. Joy is somewhere. And Grace, they have two daughters. There is Joy. Is our firstborn, and we have Grace Mwende. She is our lastborn. Then our world is full. Dunia yetu imeja kabisa. Amen. So we are 75% here. Let me just go straight to our scriptures. My theme or my sermon today is about bearing fruit. We have read from Matthew chapter 4. Verses 1 to 20 is talking about seeds that were planted and different kind of response from that kind of planting. I'll try to summarize. I realize I don't have enough time. I prepared to preach for about 40 minutes to an hour, so I'll try to do it in about 20 minutes. So the scene here, we are seeing Jesus teaching a large crowd that had gathered. They have come to hear him, and they have gathered around him. We are seeing Jesus here sitting in a boat, and the people sitting along the shore at the water's edge. And people were keenly listening to what he was saying. And they came here to hear him. And some of them, maybe they came to see Jesus. I'm sure they came with different motives. Maybe some came wanting to see miracles that Jesus was performing. Or others were coming to hear the teaching. And he sat down and he sat down. And he started preaching. And his parable here, there are three elements in this particular parable. One, we hear about a seed which Jesus let alone explained and expounded that this is the word of God. That is one element in this parable. Another element in this parable is of the sower. And Jesus is the one who is sowing the seed, proclaiming the word of God. That is a second element in this parable in Matthew chapter 4. The third element in this particular parable that Jesus was teaching about is different types of soils which represent different responses to the word of God. Different types of soils. In fact, he has stated or mention about four types of soil, which actually Christ used to categorize. Used to categorize the hearts of the people who are hearing the word of God. You agree with me that right seed, when it's planted on the right soil, and then provided with light or favorable condition, Of course, we expect it to yield bountiful harvest. Right seed to the right soil at the right time with light environment. The result is obvious. Bountiful harvest. Allow me just to briefly explain about this kind of soils. Because here we are hearing about four types of soils. In other words, Jesus used to categorize the type of responses. One, we have the first soil. We hear that the first seed, there was this seed that fell or rooted on a pathway or wayside or pathway. Here we find a seed. Yes, a seed had the potential, full potential, to be fruitful, to produce fruits. We find this one had all this. But there are two things that are happening here. One is that seed was not able to produce fruits. In fact, we hear that the birds of the air came and attacked and they picked up this seed. And that was head of it. Although it had the potential to produce, potential to be fruitful, it had all potential, full. But because of where it landed and an environment around there, we hear that the birds of the air came and picked up this seed. Yes, and that was head of it. It landed and it remained there. One thing we realize is that this seed, that where it landed, the ground was hardened, it was not able to penetrate. The ground was hardened. Number two, this place where it landed, the seed, pathway, when you talk about pathway, we are talking about a place that is too exposed. A place that is exposed. So those two conditions hindered the seed from producing fruits. Hardened ground and the place being exposed. I want to say this, friends. Some gifted people, at times they are unable to produce. Sometimes their potential is shipwrecked by where we praise ourselves. At times, friends, some of them may be having potential. And I'm saying that each one of us has potential. Has potential in us. God created us. And he puts a special deposit in our lives. Do you know that it's a special gift that God has put in you? You have potential to go to any height to produce whatever amount. But you find at times people go through issues. Sometimes you are never to be productive in our lives. At times we live a life that is too exposed. And at times we find ourselves in that kind of situation. Either we took ourselves into that situation. Maybe we did something or we said something. And maybe it made us and our lives and our family become exposed. And at times we find ourselves not being productive, not progressing, not being fruitful. I'm saying this. This seed, friends, had the potential. Let's see that rooted on a pathway, had the full potential, all qualities, all characteristics. The only issue is that the place where it landed, where it was planted, was not favorable. The ground was hard. It was exposed. I'm saying this, sometimes we find ourselves going through struggles in life, unable to progress in life because of where we expose ourselves to, or to what we expose ourselves to. When you read in 1 Kings chapter 16, 17 and 18, I don't have enough time to go through scriptures, but during your free time, Fred, read those scriptures, 1 Kings 16, 17 and 18. You know, among the Israelites, there were several kings who during their reign, they were really productive. David was one. Solomon, they prospered. And they won God's favor. And God used them. And they expanded their boundaries. They developed kingdom and wealth. They were productive. And in 1 Kings 16, 17 and 18, there's a king there by name King Ahab. Bible see this. Knowingly or unknowingly, he made a decision which actually exposed his life and his kingdom. He decided to marry. He decided to marry a heathen girl, wife Jezebel. And because of her inference, now the king abandoned worshiping of Jehovah. And it made the anchor of God burn against Israelites. And he fight around that time. God listened his servant, Elijah. Elijah was from smallest tribe, Tishbite, a Gilead. God list him from there. He was from a poorest family. He was from a very disadvantaged background. But God list Elijah from there. And we see Elijah in chapter 17, standing before the king Ahab. Standing before King Ahab. With confidence, because he had a message from God, and he confronted Ahab. Come up here, Ahab, listen to me keenly. Our message from our God, that whatever you are doing is not right, it's not good. This must stop. He confronted Ahab, and Bible says this: Ahab. Elijah told Ahab, so that you may know that it's God who has sent me. I have commanded heaven not to bring forth rain. And the Bible says in the book of James, chapter 5, verse 17, Elijah was like us. James 5, 17. Elijah was a man like us, but he commanded heaven not to bring forth rain. And the Bible said for 3.5 years, heaven did not bring forth rain. Amen. God honored the prayers of Elijah. I pray as I stand on this altar. May God this year remember your prayers. May he remember your prayer. May he remember your prayers. The petition you put before him this year. He is the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God who heard prayers of Elijah. I pray that may he, this year, may he remembers you and answers your prayer. That it shall be known that there is God who lives in heaven, who hears our prayers in the name of Jesus. May God hear your prayers. May God give you breakthrough. May God intervene. May God fight for you. He heard the prayers of Elijah. I declare you hear it today. And every obstacle, every demon spirit obstacle, and hindrance, and all tactics of enemy, by authority of the name of Jesus, I pull it down. I break it today. I scatter it today. In the name of Jesus, receive God's breakthrough. Receive God's intervention. God of Elijah is our God. God of Isaac. God of Abraham. God of Jacob, he is our God. He heard the prayers of Elisha. I declare you shall hear your prayer this year. Amen. Say, Lord, that there shall be known. Jehovah is God. I declare heaven shall not bring forth rain. And Elisha, his prayers were answered. Pray that may God hear your prayers. Amen. And from their eyes, you know, when he was saying this, it was direct charge to the powers of Baal, because they believed that Baal, but not Jehovah, is the one that brings forth rain. So when he says heaven will not bring forth rain, it was direct charge to the powers of Baal. Amen. I thank God because God did not let him down. He did not let down. Bible say that that's a long process. A long story with chapter 17, 16, 17, and 18. Eventually we find Elijah coming back to Mount Carmel. And he prayed for rain to come. Heavens open. First heaven opens. And God released his fire, which came and consumed the sacrifice. At Mount Carmel, they planned to humiliate Elijah, the servant of the Most High. But it is in the Mount Carmel, God came down. Amen. Answered the prayers of Elijah. Where they planned to humiliate him is where Elijah was exalted. I want to tell you, whatever devil is planning against you, he knows, God knows how to turn around our disappointment to be our appointment. He turns around our trials to be our testimony. He knows how to turn around our messes to be our message. He will turn around your messes to be your message. So he prayed a productive prayers. Amen. Because he was righteous. Amen. Ahab, eventually he lost the kingdom and also lost his life and lost his family eventually because of him being disobedient, planting his potential in the long place. Praise the Lord. May God help us. May God help us to know where to plant our potential. May God help us and deliver us from most kind of tactics of enemy that lead us to places, to kind of life that is so exposed. I pray in the name of Jesus, may God protect us this year. May God protect your family. It might, maybe it's something that was said, something was done in your life, knowingly and unknowingly, you spoke some words and your family and your eyes became too exposed. That's why you've experienced attacks of the devil. That's why your family is so exposed and you feel exposed. And your business always is attacked by enemy. As I stand on this altar today, I pray may God protect you this year in the name of Jesus. If there were words that were spoken that exposed your family to attacks of enemy, I cancel them today in the name of Jesus. And I speak protection of the blood of Jesus. The reason why you're not being fruitful, I'm saying, is because we are so exposed. Whenever we want to progress, we are attacked. Because there's something that was said, something was done by somebody, maybe by parents, by neighbors, knowing it and knowing it. But I pray in the name of Jesus, may God remember you this time. May God protect you. May God fight for you. May God stand with you. May God see you through. Amen. Second type of seed. We hear this one, rooted, second type of seed. It rooted in a place where soil was shallow. Soil was shallow. Shallowness. Shallowness. Soil was shallow. Every seed requires adequate soil for its survival. You know, the reason why it was not able to produce, it was not able to be fruitful. Yes, it rooted in a soil. There was soil. But this soil, it was shallow. This plant was not able to develop enough root system. So when the sun came and warmed the soil, that was the end of it. It withered. It dried out. Shallowness. The problem was shallowness. The seed had the potential to produce bountifully. It had all this. At times, friends, you are unable to grow spiritually. You find people are struggling spiritually. Yes, we receive the gospel cheerfully. We are never unable to grow spiritually. When you see that kind of situation, it's good to check the condition of the soul. Maybe we are so shallow in our faith, in our love to God. Maybe there is a stone, a rock underneath that it requires to be broken. I am talking about spiritual rocks, bitterness rock. I'm talking about an unforgiving heart. It's a rock that needs to be broken. I'm talking about quarrelsome heart. This is a rock that is shocking your faith. It's shocking this seed. I'm talking about unrepentant heart. I'm telling you, we must resist it. It is hindering the progress, the growth of this spiritual seed that is deposited in your life. We must resist it. We must break it. Malicious talk, self-centeredness, this one must be broken for us to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. You know, people, they are not growing. They are not doing well. They are not progressing. Yes, they come to Sunday and they seem to be understanding. But after a few days, they slam back to a situation whereby you try to think and try to find out whether they are Christian or not. You are unable to understand whether they are Christian or not. When you see that kind of situation, you are not progressing spiritually. You are not growing. There must be some rock underneath that needs to be broken. I stand on this altar today. By in the name of Jesus, I am speaking to every rock the devil has raised in our lives that curtails, that hinders our spiritual growth. By authority of the name of Jesus, I break it. I scatter it today, every rock. Amen. We are called to be productive. We are called to grow. We are called to be fruitful. Yes, we are called to be cheerful. The third type of soil we hear is, it was thorny soil. There were thorns. Yeah, we are talking about the environment. The environment is also important. The environment where this seed is growing. The soil may be good. The potential may be there. All other conditions may be favorable. But the problem with this soil, with this kind of seed, is that where it is landed, the environment was not healthy. Amen. Here in Nairobi, there are places I don't want to mention where the greens, the vegetables, sorrowed from there. We are quite uncomfortable if we hear they come from those areas. Amen. Because of the environment, I don't want to mention where. You know, we are very careful to know where is these fruits and greens are coming from. Because sometimes we may contract diseases. I'm saying this. For seed to produce bountifully, the environment where it is being raised matters a lot. We hear this seed. It was planted. Yes. And it germinated. But it was unable to produce. Why? Because of an environment. The thorns that were there. I'm talking about thorns of chaos and worries. Chaos and worries. We are so much drawn to thinking about our issues. And we don't have time to think. Our time to think, our relationship with God. We don't have even a place for the word of God to grow and thrive in our lives. It is shocking. Chaos and worries. Talking about illicit relationships. I'm talking about immoral behaviors. I'm talking about bad behaviors or habits. Alcoholism, fornication. Friends, these are the things that are choking your spiritual seed. They are the ones that are hindering, stunting your growth. One as if you were. Praise the Lord. Yes, it germinated. But these were hindrances.
they did not, they heed that productivity of this seed. We are seeing some people, they have potential, they are gifted, they have all what they need, but you find they are not growing spiritually. They are unable to produce effectively, unable to produce effectively spiritual gifts, spiritual fruits, not because they are not preached to, not because they are not Christians, but where they have allowed themselves, where they are growing, the environment, the company that they are keeping, the kind of connectiveness, the kind of business they are doing, it is actually, this is a problem that must be dealt with for them to produce effectively, produce enough or bountifully. May God help us, friends, to identify our thorns. May God help us. May God help us this year to say enough is enough to this kind of thorns. Elijah had confidence. He came and confronted Ahab. Say enough is enough. Amen. Amen. Because Paul anasema, mugekua sasa watu wazima katika imani, but you are still feeding on spiritual, on a food that is fed to babies. What it is making us not to grow? Sasa mugekua muhubiri wa injili, wa crusade. Amen. Praise the Lord. Maybe we are an encourager now. Maybe somebody by now, anatumika na Bwana na shia kepeke. But you are still not growing spiritually. May God help us to deal with our spiritual thorns that shook our spiritual development. And as I stand on this altar, every thorn that devil has raised against us, I break it today in the name of Jesus. I speak growth. I speak progression. I speak growing in Christian faith this year in the name of Jesus. The last type of thorn, last type of seed, we hear it fell or landed. It fell on good soil. The Bible says that good soil is the one he hears. It is the heart that hears. He has the word of God, accept it gladly. There's no doubt this kind of seed will be fruitful. We are talking about prayerful heart. We are talking about obedient heart, teachable heart, righteousness, holiness, receptive heart, cheerful heart. Any seed planted in such kind of soil, any seed with the potential when they planted there, we expect it to produce bountifully. Amen. It's desire, our Lord, that we may have acquire those conditions. May God this year help us to be receptive to the word of God. To be broken in our spirit, to be righteous. Because such idle conditions, they'll make us grow and produce spiritual fruits bountifully. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let me stop there because time is really gone. To say amen. Let's be on our foot. Father God, in Jesus' name, thank you for speaking to us. Yes, you have called us to be fruitful. You have called us to be victorious because our God is victorious God. I'm praying for these dear ones. You know the situation they are going through. Lord Almighty, you know the conditions that they are exposed to. The conditions that are making them not to grow, not to produce fruits in their eyes. They are making them unproductive. I pray in the name of Jesus, remember them. And I pray that you may protect them. Deliver them, oh Lord, from such kind of situation. Cover them today by the blood of Jesus. I pray for each one of us who have been exposed to the attacks of the devil. I reverse those attacks of enemy. Raised against our family and friends, against our businesses and life. I reverse those conditions and I speak protection. Receive protection of the blood of Jesus upon your life today in the name of Jesus. There might be others who are going through a situation. And there are some underlying issues. Underlying rocks by authority of the name of Jesus. Every rock I lie against it. That is hindering growth. That is hindering this world to be productive in kingdom of God. I break it today in the name of Jesus. And I pray for breakthrough. Help us and remove every thorn, cares and worries of this world. Help us to remember that God, you care for us. Help us to be productive. I bless these people. Remember them. Fight for them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.